Welcome back to another episode of the Pilots of the Caribbean podcast, where we talk about everything drones and how they're being used for fun, research, and commercial purposes in the Caribbean. I'm your host, Aylin Gabriel, and I'll be bringing you everything from the latest drone news and applications to interviews with industry professionals and hobbyists. Now, today we have a little bit of a different episode. For those of you that are looking at the podcast on YouTube, you could see that we have a little bit of a change in scenery for today's for this week's episode. And that is because this week, the 22nd to the 24th of January 2024, is the Energy Trinidad and Tobago Energy Conference and Trade Show at the Hyatt Regency in Trinidad. And the company that I work for, which is Hummingbird Drone and Robotic Services, has a booth at the trade show. And for the past couple of days, today, Tuesday the 23rd, and yesterday, Monday the 22nd, we've been exhibiting at the trade show. So we've been talking to different companies, showcasing some of the units that we have on display and their capabilities, and taking in other booths that have other offerings at the expo itself. So if you find my voice is a little different, it's because of a combination of a couple of things. I am using a different mic setup for the recording today. And I have been battling a bit of a cold. So, you know, those are a couple of things to take into consideration if you find my voice doesn't sound the way that it usually does. So a couple of things to cover. We're going to get into some news updates, nothing too long. We're just going to talk about some news that I would have brought last week, and there were some updates to those articles. So the first thing would have been the rumored release of the DJI Mic 2, and that actually was confirmed last week Wednesday at 8 a.m. Eastern Time. And some of the new features that this mic would have brought over the DJI Mic 1 would be the added feature of intelligent noise cancelling, which the DJI Mic 1 didn't have, the ability to have direct Bluetooth connection to some devices, which again, the DJI Mic 1 didn't have, the runtime of the receivers themselves, which is similar to what I'm wearing right now. The DJI Mic 2 has a runtime of 6 hours, where the first edition would have had a runtime of 5 hours on a single charge. The battery charging case on the DJI Mic 2 would have a total runtime of 18 hours. And the Mic 1 would have a total runtime of 15 hours. The internal recording on the Mic 2 are estimated to be 14 hours with 32-bit float internal recording. And the Mic 1 is estimated to have been between 5 and 5.5 hours internal recording. Now, you hear a lot about 32-bit internal float recording, and in a later episode, maybe we'll dive a little bit deeper into that. But just to give you an idea of what that is and what it means, 32-bit float recording basically just gives you the ability to recover sound from sound that may have been distorted. So it basically allows you to capture a higher, more data in your sound so that you can restore any sound that may have been previously distorted, that may be normally distorted if you weren't using 32-bit audio recording, 32-bit float recording. So we'll do an episode later and dive deeper into that. That's just some of the major changes between the DJI Mic 2 and the Mic 1, as mentioned in the last week's episode. And the last one being that the receiver for the Mic 2 has a touchscreen and a dial, as opposed to the Mic 1 just had a touchscreen on its receiver. So it makes the little fine-tuning and getting into some of your settings a little easier, depending on, you know, maybe sometimes your finger might be a little too big to touch some of the options on the screens properly. You could usually touch the dial instead. So that was just some of the updates that they made. And these are the major ones I just mentioned to the DJI Mic 2 versus the Mic 1. The other news story that we mentioned last week, DJI put out a release video for, or a release teaser for our new product. And that product was released on last week, Thursday. And that product is called DJI Modify. Now, DJI Modify basically allows you to manipulate 3D models that the DJI Terra software can create. So DJI Terra, let's start from there. DJI Terra allows you to do the creation of orthomosaics and 3D models using DJI drones. An orthomosaic is basically a collection of smaller images stitched together to make one very large detail image at, you know, simplest form. So what DJI Modify now allows you to do is to take the 3D models specifically from DJI Terra and be able to manipulate them. Previously, the manipulation process would have had to be done by a third-party software out of the DJI ecosystem. And this is something that they have worked to change now. DJI Terra and Modify work hand in hand, but they are two separate pieces of software. You can just more easily pass the data from one directly into the other. Now, DJI is offering a free trial, I believe it's for 6 months, of DJI Modify, but its costing is estimated to be $1,580 US dollars. And that does not include the cost of a Terra license. Now, the Terra license, DJI Terra, has a permanent, what they call permanent license. So I assume that is a perpetual license that, you know, you pay one cost and it's yours for the and for all for the rest of. That perpetual license costs $4,400 US dollars. But there are cheaper 1 year subscription models that they do offer. And if you decide that you want to add, for your workflow purposes, you want to add DJI Modify to it, you'll be looking at an additional $1,580. So that is two of the products that we mentioned last week that we do have confirmation on what they are because they were released, and I'm just bringing you those news updates. The last news update for this week that I want to bring to you actually came out 5 minutes after last week's episode was uploaded. So this video was put out by a company called BYD, and they are out of China. Now, what BYD did in this video is they showed one of their rugged SUVs, and the SUV had basically a drone in a box solution, but for an SUV. So the SUV launched a Mavic 3 from a case on board the SUV itself, and the Mavic 3 was able to fly all autonomously, track the vehicle, take video, capture images, and then land safely back into this case that's built into the SUV itself. And it's a very interesting concept, but I believe it's been done in a couple instances before. And I'll just have to do some digging for some of those other videos. But this video that BYD put out basically took off last week, and everybody in most of the drone circles was mentioning it and sharing it across different social media platforms and forums and talking about it, that kind of thing. So I just thought that we would mention it in this week's episode. Moving on to the energy conference, what we're going to have is a brief video by the managing director of Hummingbird Drone and Robotics Services, and we're just going to take you through some of the drone and robotics offerings of Hummingbird Drone and Robotics. So we're here this morning at the Energy Conference and Trade Show 2024 at the Hyatt Regency, Trinidad and Tobago. And I'm here with the Managing Director of Hummingbird Drone and Robotics Services, Mr. Anthony Vieira. Morning, Mr. Vieira. Thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us.
Thank you, Elon. Pleasure to be here.
So why don't you give us an idea of what you have on display for today?
Right, so we have quite a mix here on display at the Energy Conference 2024, starting with the drones. To my extreme left, we have the Helios confined space drone. That is a drone designed for confined spaces. It's collision tolerant, meaning it could bounce, it can roll, it can knock off of structures, but designed for confined spaces. Then we come along, we have the DJI M300 RTK, right? We use this one for methane testing, flare inspections. We've got the we have a zoom camera. We have a thermal imaging camera for it as well. Then we have the smaller RPAS, and that's remotely piloted aviation aerial system. We have the M2EA here. It is both optical and thermal. And that one we would use for undersides of platforms where the bigger drones can't go. The latest acquisition is the DJI M350. This one we have fitted out with a Tritex UT sensor. This UT sensor allows us to take metal thickness readings at height. So what we're doing here is minimizing the risk of putting people up at height to take UT readings. With scaffolding, rope access, etc., we can get it done with this particular drone. We have now in front there the VT-150 robotic crawler with 625-foot of tether. That crawler is designed for pipeline inspections. It's subsea, meaning it can go in both fresh and salt water, any non-corrosive liquid. Pan, tilt, and optical zoom with LED lighting. Then we come down to this bad boy. This is our ROV, fitted with a UT sensor. So underwater, we could take readings of metal thickness, whether it's a hull, it's a tank, the inside of a fire water tank. And then, of course, you get video and still shots with this ROV. And then our latest acquisition is the Troglotrek crawler, 4-inch diameter pipeline inspections. So that one, we can go up from 16 inches to 72-inch pipeline. Right. This one, we can do 4 to 16-inch pipelines very easily. We could change the configuration, right, to raise the chassis. So we can put this on now, and it can go into bigger pipes. And then we could also change the wheels, depending on which chassis it is we're using. So this is the lineup here today. And, of course, the last one is our unmanned surface recovery vessel. The Dolphin one, perfect for man overboard. If you have work over water, near shore, etc., this is a robotic rescue unit that you can remotely pilot to someone in the water. So that's our lineup here at the Energy Conference 2024.
All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Vera. We wish you a very successful Energy Conference 2024.
Thank you very much, Mr. Gabriel. Appreciate it.
So let me know what you guys think of some of the drones and robotics that were on display. If you guys have any questions, feel free to put them in the comments. Reach out to me, send me an email. I can give you more information on them. If you guys have some work that you think that these devices would be best suited for, you can feel free to let me know and we can have a conversation about that and how they work and the limitations and the capabilities and stuff like that moving forward. Lastly, for this week, we going to cover the video of the week. And because this week was a bit of a different episode, I thought it best that we do a bit of a different video of the week episode. So our video of the week this week comes from Maverick Flight Studios, and they did video coverage the Festival of Mud 2023 event put on by the Triton Kings team. So you guys can check this out. As usual, it'll be linked in the description and the show notes. And you guys, this is a combination of a lot of ground footage and different drone shots, mostly FPV, that captured some very dynamic shots on a whole lot of mud. So if there's something that you guys were interested in and you liked, make sure to give the Maverick Flight Studio team a like and a subscribe and show them some support. And that's it for this week, guys. This is a very off-the-cuff episode. I didn't want to not put out an episode this week or be delayed in putting one out. So I thought it best that I do this recording as soon as I could, given the energy conference and the time constraints. And, so I didn't want to wait until I got back into the usual recording space to put this out and have it out later than usual. So I hope you guys liked what you saw in today's episode. And if you have any thoughts on the equipment, let me know. If you guys have any thoughts on the videos, you can reach out to me. And that's it for this week. If you guys like this episode or like this podcast and the information that I'm trying to get out there and share, Feel free to share with a friend, like, rate, subscribe, review. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or anywhere that you get your podcasts, as well as YouTube. And that's it for this week. And I will see you in the next episode. Take care.